The Guernsey Girls Go to War by Mary Wood. Read by Emma Vane. Part 1. Love Will Find a Way. Chapter 1. Olivia. Guernsey, January 1940. Olivia couldn't focus on her work in her father's bank on the island of Guernsey. War threatening the safety of her loved ones weighed heavily on her mind. She was never cut out for this type of work anyway, but so many of the bank's employees, mainly men, had gone to war, a war that had separated her from her beloved Hendrik. She put down her pen and gazed over at his portrait. Hendrik's beautiful face smiled down on her, making her heart race, his eyes seeming to follow her wherever she went, around this small office that used to be his. "Will I ever again feel your gaze on me for real? Will your arms once more encircle me and hold me close?" She closed her eyes. A shudder trembled through her body, as fear of Hendrik's position gripped her. German by birth, though brought up in St. Peter Port, Hendrik had been forced by the threat of death hanging over his dissident father to join Hitler's government. A linguist, he now worked as an interpreter in the German civil service, even though he hated the Nazi regime and all it stood for. This had led to him devising a way he could pass information to Olivia that might help the British in their war with Germany. A war that had seemed phony, but now with her knowledge of troops digging in on the borders of Saarland in readiness for an attempt to halt Hitler's advance into France, the reality of it had hit home. What if the Germans took France? Normandy was so close to Guernsey. Would they come here? The telephone ringing interrupted Olivia's thoughts, and as if she'd conjured him up, Hendrik's voice came down the line.
"Hello, Olivia?"
"Hendrik, oh my darling, I was thinking of you."
"And I you, my dearest."
As always, after their initial greeting, she began with a simple everyday phrase to discover if it was safe to talk without using code. "How are you today, my love?"
"I am well."
Olivia breathed a sigh of relief. If his answer had been, "I'm quite well," she would have had to take notes to decipher later, as Hendrik would reveal something she was to pass on to the British government through her dearest friend Annie, who lived in the East End of London. If either of them wanted to switch to code later, they would make a reference to Rupert, an old toy bear she had. But this time, Hendrik completely surprised her by saying,
"I've been thinking that your language skills will be waning without practice, darling, so I'm going to speak in Italian this time, maybe French next time, and I might even use Japanese in a few weeks, but we'll give you time to brush up on that first."
Olivia relaxed, as her Italian was excellent.
"Firstly, my darling, as you may have guessed, I'm at Mr. Mayer's, not at work."
Following his example, she answered in Italian.
"Yes, oh, it's so good to hear you. But are you really safe? I feel afraid of the circumstances there." "Don't worry, still nothing is known."
This, Olivia knew, referred to Mrs. Mayer's Jewish ancestors. Hendrik had probably said it this way, thinking she may stumble on the Italian word for Jewish, which she would have done, as it wasn't a word often used until now. But her relief at hearing Mrs. Mayer still wasn't under suspicion was tempered with trepidation over what might happen in the future. Hendrik had told of how the Jews were looked upon and treated by Hitler's regime. What if they ever found out about Mr. Mayer's wife and of Hendrik's friendship with them? Trying not to show her fears in her voice, she lightened her tone. "That's good. So begin by telling me if you really are all right, my darling."
"I am, but, oh, Olivia, I'm missing you so much."
The tears that had trickled at first now flooded Olivia's face as he spoke the words she'd so longed to hear.
"I must see you, darling, and I have a plan."
"Oh, Hendrik, can it be possible? Can we really find a way?"
"I believe so. I still have my passport stating I'm a Guernsey citizen."
Olivia held her breath, the fingers on her free hand clenching as she waited.
"I know I won't be welcome back in Guernsey, but what about the island of Sark? Doesn't Daphne have relatives there?"
"Yes, but